The Senate Commerce Committee's recent passage of the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Act marks a significant turning point for air travel in the United States. This comprehensive bill, now moving to the full Senate for a vote, aims to address several critical issues within the nation's aviation system, focusing on enhancing safety, addressing staffing challenges, and improving passenger experiences. Travelers can expect notable changes in their flying experience once this bill is enacted. The bill proposes a substantial increase in the number of FAA safety inspectors and air traffic controllers. This boost in workforce is a direct response to the severe staffing challenges that have been plaguing the airline transportation sector in the United States. For travelers, this could translate into fewer delays and a more streamlined airport experience. Another key aspect of this bill is the heightened oversight of foreign repair stations and the establishment of standards for refunding non-refundable airline tickets. Importantly, the legislation aims to protect airline vouchers for up to 5 years and prevent additional charges for family seating on planes. This focus on consumer rights is a significant shift towards enhancing passenger experience and trust in airline services. Despite these improvements, some industry experts have pointed out missed opportunities in this bill. Notably, the bill does not include provisions for compensation for delayed and canceled flights, a standard practice in regions like the European Union. This gap highlights an area where U.S. regulations could further evolve to protect travelers, especially during significant disruptions. The bill builds upon safety reforms initiated in 2020 in response to incidents such as the ongoing saga of the Boeing 737 MAX. By focusing on addressing the ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers, a long-standing issue in the aviation industry, this bill sets a new precedent in U.S. aviation policy. The FAA Reauthorization Act represents a major step forward in revamping the U.S. air travel system. With its emphasis on safety, staffing improvements, and passenger rights, the bill promises a more reliable and consumer-friendly flying experience. However, it also leaves room for future enhancements, particularly in the realm of compensation for flight disruptions. As this bill moves through the legislative process, its final form will be eagerly anticipated by all stakeholders in the aviation sector, especially travelers looking for a more seamless and secure flying experience. In response to the ongoing conflict in the Red Sea, Crystal has announced significant changes to its upcoming cruise itineraries. This decision reflects the cruise line's commitment to ensuring the safety and well-being of its passengers and crew amidst geopolitical tensions. Crystal Symphony's journey, scheduled from March 27th through April 13th, 2024, from Mumbai, India to Piraeus, Greece, has been canceled. This decision comes as a direct response to the unstable situation in the Red Sea, highlighting the cruise line's cautious approach to route planning in conflict-affected areas. In addition, Crystal has made adjustments to some segments of Crystal Serenity's 2024 World Cruise. Despite these modifications, the cruise line assures that the overall length of the World Cruise will not be affected, with the itinerary set to conclude in Miami, Florida on June 8, 2024, as originally planned. Crystal is actively reaching out to all impacted guests aboard both Crystal Serenity and Crystal Symphony. The company's focus on clear communication and customer service during this challenging time is evident in their effort to keep passengers informed and accommodated. Crystal Serenity and Crystal Symphony both re-entered service in the summer of 2023 after undergoing extensive renovations. These renovations were part of the revitalization effort by ANK Group, which also happens to own the luxury travel brand Abercrombie & Kent, acquired the two ultra-luxury vessels following the liquidation of Crystal's parent company. The refurbishments were aimed at enhancing the onboard experience for passengers, reaffirming Crystal's commitment to luxury cruising. Crystal's decision to alter its cruise itineraries in response to the conflicts in the Red Sea is a prudent move, prioritizing passenger safety. While itinerary changes can be disappointing for travelers, Crystal's proactive approach and commitment to communication with its guests demonstrate a responsible and customer-centric approach to cruising. As the situation in the Red Sea evolves, Crystal continues to monitor developments closely, ready to adapt as necessary to ensure the safest and most enjoyable cruising experience for its passengers. Blue Lagoon Iceland, a renowned geothermal spa and one of Iceland's most visited tourist attractions, has reopened following a temporary closure due to volcanic activity in the region. The reopening includes the Blue Lagoon, its associated cafes and restaurants, hotels, the retreat spa, and the on-site retail store. The reopening comes with temporarily adjusted operating hours for the Blue Lagoon, which will now be open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., with the last booking available at 7 p.m. Visitors are advised that due to recent disruptions to the primary access road, an alternative route must be used. The new route is approximately 50 miles from Reykjavik and 25 miles from Keflavik. Guests are encouraged to plan for additional travel time and to be cautious on the narrower roads. The decision to reopen was made in collaboration with local authorities, emphasizing ongoing safety in light of recent seismic and volcanic events. The Blue Lagoon management wishes to inform guests that the facility is located within an area at risk due to seismic activity, as identified by the Icelandic Meteorological Office. Experts continue to monitor the area closely, conducting round-the-clock, real-time analysis of seismic activity. The Blue Lagoon had initially closed on December 9th following over 1,000 earthquakes in 24 hours, and then decided to reopen before closing again due to a volcanic eruption. The closure, which lasted until the recent announcement, was a precautionary measure following the eruption that occurred 2 miles northeast of Grindavik, where the Blue Lagoon is situated. The Blue Lagoon is a significant tourist destination, attracting over 700,000 visitors annually. Located approximately 30 miles southwest of Reykjavik, the lagoon's water is sourced from the nearby geothermal power station, where water is vented from the ground near a lava flow and used to generate electricity. The facility not only offers a unique geothermal bathing experience, but also includes a spa, hotels, and various dining options. The reopening of Blue Lagoon Iceland marks a positive step towards the tourist attraction, balancing the need for visitor access with safety considerations due to the unique geological activity in the region. The Blue Lagoon remains a symbol of Iceland's natural beauty and resilience, continuing to offer a unique and relaxing experience for visitors from around the world.